Coach, who's your goaltender tonight?
Fleury.
Reaction to the Hartman. You probably knew Hartman would get suspended. You just probably didn't know how many games. What was going to be your reaction when you heard it was three?
You know, to be honest, I didn't really have much of a reaction other than, you know, disappointed for Ryan and obviously disappointed that we don't have him in the lineup. But, you know, those decisions are out of my control, so we got to move forward without him.
How will your lineup adjust in his absence?
We're still adjusting a little bit of the lines, but Beckman will go in, and then we'll just kind of figuring out exact combinations.
With Declan Chisholm, we've talked a couple times this year. He's really seemed to flourish as time has gone on in your system. What's allowed him to have that success?
Well, one, I think, is experience, just him getting back and playing, you know, regularly in the lineup. And then he's, you know, I think he's done a good job of playing to his strengths. He's a good skating defenseman. I think he brings an offensive element to the game. I think he respects the defensive side of the game. You know, he's shown that he has a willingness to be able to play hard in the defensive zone, end plays, board battles, net front battles. He's done a nice job of on the power play of really, I think, when he first came, you knew that he had the power play elements to his game, but now he's obviously running our top unit. And I think that's also, you know, when you're a young player and you earn those situations and you play in them, I think your confidence grows from extra situations that you play in, but also being a regular player night in and night out.
Did Ustadinov play one of his better games in the last game?
Yeah, I thought Huzdinov played. Yeah, that was one of his more consistent games. You know, you noticed his speed a bit. There was more. It seemed to be more offensive element to his game. He was hanging on to pucks more. But I'd say the big thing that probably allowed all that was he was playing fast, skating game. I thought, from a competitive standpoint in puck battles and things like that, it was his strongest game.
And do you sympathize with Ryan at all? Because he probably should have gotten that call, but. Can't throw your stick. Like, how do you feel about that as a coach? And I don't know if when you played, if you had a fuse like that or not.
Yeah, it's mixed in the situation that, you know, he does get high stuck right in the face at a key moment in the game, and it doesn't work. Right, it doesn't get called. So you certainly understand the frustration on the player's part, but like everything, you have to be able to handle it the right way. And you know, it's disappointing what happened. It's disappointing in the end result, obviously, that we don't have him. But it's more information of, you know, seeing him in those situations and, you know, is there something you can do differently as a coach, you know, in that situation as well. So I think it's a dual responsibility. I certainly understand the frustration in the moment for him, but you have to respond the right way.
Anything new with Foligno?
Nothing on Foligno right now.
Are you guys inclined, if you get so far out of it, just to maybe shut him down? Is that...
Yeah, you know, I think we're still waiting for some medical stuff on that. It's not something where we're trying to push through him. He definitely has something that's really bothering him. And, you know, I think a credit to Marcus. I mean, he wants to try to push and play and do everything that he can. But there are some medical things he's getting evaluated on that we may know whether he's either going to be able to come back or maybe he is going to be shut down for the year. Once, you know, you get that information from the medical people, then, you know, we'll let you guys know exactly what's going on with him.
Johansson's been a productive player for his career. Like, I know you can't judge anything based on numbers or goals, but what have you seen under the hood in his game, you know, where he has been as productive as he's been maybe in previous seasons?
Yeah, you know, I think there's lots of times where, you know, with Marcus, you see his speed is a factor in the game. I think he has a good mind offensively. You know, sometimes I think in offensive situations, a little bit more direct, you know, I think there's opportunities for him when he's in scoring areas that there's got to be more direct shot mentality and getting scoring chances. Sometimes I think he's a pass first player, but you know, he's had some looks. They haven't really gone in for him. I think there is some level of consistency in his game where when you're seeing him play the way he can play, I think he does help you generate offense and generate offensive chances. But I'd say the finish part of it is something that, you know, can be a little bit more direct, I think, at times.